Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today we are talking all about the legendary Hanuman.
Oh,
You know, that awesome character from Hindu mythology. He's the devoted servant of Rama and, a total powerhouse.
Right. It's like a really fascinating duality.
Yeah. So we got a really great prompt from a listener wanting to explore that. Like,
okay,
how can someone be so incredibly strong?
Yeah.
Andy, so completely devoted to someone else.
It's such a powerful concept. And, you know, it's really at the heart of a lot of Hindu traditions, especially the Bhakti tradition, where devotion is seen as a path to, like, spiritual liberation.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not just a feeling. It's a whole way of life.
That's pretty intense. Yeah. So we're talking about Hanuman, this warrior who can, like, lift mountains, leap across oceans. We're talking serious superhero stuff here.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he's totally devoted to Rama. Where do we even begin to understand that?
Well, the best place to start is with the Ramayana.
Oh, right.
That's the epic tale where Hanuman's story unfolds.
Yeah.
And it's full of these amazing feats that show not only his strength, but also...
like how loyal he is.
Exactly. It's unwavering.
It's funny because I was rereading parts of the Ramayana to prep for this deep dive.
Okay.
And it's not just like blind obedience, you know? His dedication to Rama is...
it's way deeper than that.
Yes. It's like this deep love and respect.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like a best friend who's also like your biggest role model.
Absolutely. And that's where the idea of bhakti comes in.
Okay.
It's not just about worshiping a deity from afar.
Right.
It's about cultivating this deep personal connection.
Oh.
Love that is so powerful that it fuels everything you do.
Okay.
And Hanuman is like the perfect example of that.
I see. So it's like...
it's like, imagine your best friend is in trouble.
Okay.
And you'd do anything to help them.
Right.
That's the kind of dedication we're talking about.
Gotcha.
But for Hanuman, he's not just facing everyday problems, you know?
Oh, no.
He's battling demons, leaping across continents, even wrestling with a mountain to get this life-saving herb.
That's intense. It's like way more than just helping your friend move or something.
Uh-huh, right. It takes it to a whole other level.
Totally. So it sounds like Hanuman's devotion is like this superpower in itself.
Yeah, you could say that. It's this unstoppable force.
And it gives him the strength to do all these crazy things.
Exactly. It's not just physical power. It's like courage, resilience, this unwavering faith in Rama.
So it's like his belief in Rama is what gives him his strength.
Yeah. It's like he's saying, if it's for Rama, bring it on.
Yeah, I am getting chills. You know what else I find super interesting about Hanuman, though?
What's that?
He's this fascinating bridge between the human and the divine.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Like, he's a monkey.
Uh-huh.
But he's also revered as a god. How does that even work?
It's one of the most intriguing things about him, right?
Surely.
And it really connects to this core concept in Hinduism, the idea that there's a spark of the divine within all beings, even those we might consider lesser.
So he's not just a superpowered monkey.
Right.
He's like a symbol of the potential for divinity that exists within us all.
Exactly.
That is so cool.
And that's what makes him such a powerful figure, especially within the bhakti tradition.
Okay, I can see.
He shows us that devotion isn't about being perfect or some kind of otherworldly being. It's about tapping into that inner strength, that connection to something greater.
So we all have that potential.
We all have that potential within us.
Okay. I'm starting to see how Hanuman really embodies this idea of devotion as strength. But how does all of this actually play out in the Ramayana?
Oh, yeah. We can't talk about Hanuman without talking about his role in the Ramayana.
Right. It's like his story.
He's not just some cool side character. He's essential to the whole plot.
Right.
He's like the ultimate teammate.
Totally.
Always has your back no matter how crazy things get.
And things get pretty crazy in the Ramayana.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've got Rama, this noble prince who gets exiled.
Ugh.
And then his wife Sita is kidnapped by this demon king Ravana.
Oh, yeah.
Who's basically like the ultimate bad guy.
The worst.
And Rama needs to assemble a team to rescue her.
Right.
And that's where Hanuman leaps into action, literally.
You could say that. He becomes Rama's most trusted ally.
Oh, wow.
Using his strength, his intelligence,
okay,
to overcome these impossible challenges.
That's pretty impressive.
It's not just about brute force either.
Okay.
He's cunning, resourceful, a master strategist, always thinking 10 steps ahead.
Whoa.
I always say he's like James Bond with superpowers and a heart of gold.
Okay, that is the best description of Hanuman I have ever heard. But I have a feeling we're just scratching the surface here, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We still have so much more to uncover about his devotion, his strength,
definitely,
and how it all plays into this epic battle between good and evil in the Ramayana.
It's going to be good.
So buckle up, listeners, because this deep dive is about to get even more epic.
And you know, it's not just his strength and intelligence that make Hanuman so fascinating.
Right.
There's this incredible depth to his character.
Uh-huh.
This amazing mix of power and humility.
Yeah. It's so interesting.
It really is.
Like, he could be this totally arrogant, unstoppable force.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, he's got the power for it.
Right.
But instead, he's completely grounded, focused on serving Rama.
Yeah.
Talk about a lesson in leadership.
Seriously. It shows that real strength isn't just about physical power.
Right.
It's about character.
Okay.
Hanuman's humility.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a weakness.
Right.
It shows that he understands the bigger picture.
I see.
The importance of service and devotion.
He's definitely not your typical muscle-bound hero.
Not at all.
There are even these stories about him being playful.
Oh, yeah. I love those.
Almost childlike.
Yeah.
Like causing mischief and pulling pranks.
Yeah, like he doesn't fully grasp his own power.
Right.
That's what makes him so relatable, though, don't you think?
Totally. He's not this perfect, untouchable deity.
Right.
He makes mistakes. He's learning and growing.
It makes you feel like, even with all his powers, he's still figuring things out.
It makes him more human.
More accessible.
Definitely.
And it reinforces the idea that devotion isn't about being perfect. It's about the journey.
Right.
The commitment to growth.
Okay.
And using your strengths, whatever they are, for a higher purpose.
You know, speaking of purpose.
Yeah.
I think it's time we dive into how Hanuman's story continues to inspire bhakti traditions today.
Sounds good.
Like, what lessons can modern devotees learn from him?
Well, one of the biggest takeaways is this concept of complete surrender.
Okay.
Hanuman's devotion to Rama is total. No questions, no doubts.
Wow.
He just trusts and follows his heart.
He's like the ultimate example of letting go and letting God.
Ha ha. Yeah, except in his case, it's letting go and letting Rama.
Right, but you get the idea.
Exactly. And that's surrender. It's not about being passive or weak. Oh, okay.
Hanuman is incredibly active, assertive in his devotion.
Right.
He takes initiative.
Mm-hmm.
He's resourceful and ready to fight for what he believes in.
He's like active faith in action.
Exactly. He's not waiting for instructions.
Right.
He's out there making things happen.
With that unshakable belief in Rama.
It's really inspiring.
I agree. Yeah. So it's like a powerful message for us today.
Oh, yeah, totally.
In a world that often feels so chaotic and unpredictable, Hanuman reminds us that aligning ourselves with something greater, dedicating ourselves to a purpose beyond our own ego can give us strength and direction.
Absolutely.
So it's about finding that balance,
yeah.
the unwavering faith and the strategic thinking.
Right. Getting things done.
I'm feeling inspired already.
And that's what keeps these ancient stories alive.
Yeah.
Hanuman's tale reminds us that we're part of something bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Our actions have a ripple effect.
And that we all have the potential to be a force for good.
That's powerful.
It really is.
So it's not about trying to be Hanuman.
Right.
It's about finding that spark within ourselves.
Exactly.
And letting it guide our actions.
Our choices.
Right.
How we interact with the world.
You know, as we've been talking.
Yeah.
I was thinking about how Hanuman is often depicted.
Oh, yeah. In art.
Yeah. Sometimes he's this powerful warrior, muscles bulging, ready for battle.
Right.
But then other times he's this humble devotee.
Yeah.
Hands clasped in prayer.
It's like there's a Hanuman for everyone.
Right. And for every situation.
That's what makes him such an enduring figure.
Yeah.
He speaks to something universal.
It's like he's a mirror.
Oh, that's good.
Reflecting our own aspirations, our own potential.
And that's a perfect segue into the next part of our deep dive, where we'll explore the symbolism of Hanuman and how his story continues to challenge and inspire us today.
Right. So we're back and ready to like unpack some of the symbolism in Hanuman's story.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot there.
Right. It's like he's this walking, talking, mountain lifting metaphor.
Yeah. And the thing is, his symbolism goes way beyond the Ramayana.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's become this incredibly rich figure in art, literature, pop culture even.
That's pretty cool.
It is. It's like his story holds up this mirror to our own aspirations and fears and, you know, that struggle between good and evil.
I mean, just think about how he's depicted in art.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes he's this huge warrior ready to take on a whole army of demons.
Right.
And sometimes he's this gentle devotee,
yeah,
hands in prayer and totally peaceful.
It's amazing.
It's like there's a Hanuman for every mood.
I love that. A Hanuman for every occasion.
Right. So what are some of the key images associated with Hanuman?
Okay, well, you mentioned the mountain. Mm-hmm. That's a big one, right?
Oh, yeah.
It represents, like, the weight of the world.
Oh, wow.
The burdens we all carry.
Okay. But the fact that Hanuman can lift it so easily,
yeah,
that's a powerful reminder that we can overcome anything with faith and devotion.
It's like he's saying, no matter how hard things get, you can handle it.
Exactly.
I love that.
What about the gada?
Oh, the mace.
Yeah, have you ever thought about that?
Honestly, I've always wondered about that.
Well, it symbolizes both physical and spiritual power.
Okay.
It's a weapon, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But it also represents like righteous authority.
Oh. I see.
The strength to protect the innocent and fight for what's right.
So it's not just about power for power's sake.
Right. It's about using your strength for good.
Like a true superhero.
Exactly.
Okay, what about that image of Hanuman tearing open his chest?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
To reveal Rama and Sita inside.
That's one of my favorites.
It's so powerful.
It's like the ultimate expression of devotion, a love that goes beyond any physical limits.
Okay.
Rama and Sita aren't just people he worships. They're literally a part of him.
It's a beautiful metaphor for how devotion can transform you.
Right.
Merge your heart and soul with something greater.
So it's like his whole being is a temple.
Yeah.
You could say that.
That's intense. But what does all this mean for us today?
That's the cool thing about these stories, right?
Yeah.
They offer timeless wisdom that we can still learn from.
Right.
For me, Hanuman's journey reminds me to find something to be devoted to.
Okay.
Whether it's a cause, a relationship, a creative project, anything.
Tough to rip.
Having that sense of purpose can really get you through tough times.
So it's like finding your own Rama and giving it your all.
Exactly. But remember, Hanuman wasn't just blindly devoted.
Oh, right. He was smart too.
Yes. He was a brilliant strategist, a problem solver.
So it's not enough to just have faith.
It's about using all of your abilities.
Okay.
Your intelligence, creativity, everything.
Right. Just like Hanumanal.
Exactly. So it's not about becoming Hanuman.
Mm-hmm.
It's about embracing those qualities he represents.
The courage, the devotion, the resilience, and using them in your own life.
Wow. I never thought of it that way.
And remember, even small actions can have a huge impact.
Right.
Especially when they're inspired by that selfless service.
It's like the butterfly effect with a little bit of Hanuman's magic sprinkled in.
I like that.
Well, I think that about wraps up our epic deep dive on Hanuman.
Oh, man, what a journey.
I know. We've talked about his incredible strength, his unwavering devotion.
The symbolism, his legacy, so much.
And I think we can all agree
that
Hanuman's story is way more than just a myth.
It's a testament to the power of devotion and the potential that we all have inside us.
So, as we sign off, I want to leave you with this thought.
Yeah.
What mountains are you ready to move in your own life?
That's a great question.
What challenges are you going to face with Hanuman's courage and spirit?
Because even a monkey can move mountains.
And so can you.
Yeah.
So until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep that Hanuman spirit alive.